doing a real good job on your pitching.
Coffee.
Please.
I'd like some more too, please.
Sure.
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch.
I'll bring you a little coffee.
What are you doing?
How do you like that?
You wouldn't get away with it here. You shouldn't get away with it at home.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 14th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 112 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 p.m. But right now it's late because Matt's here tonight for the Friday show! How the fuck are you, Braden?
I am phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenally good.
Nice.
How
way
are
to,
you?
Way to break the monotony of day-to-day life.
I know,
I
right?
am a little better than good. Matt, Matthias, J. Cubberly, Matthew, how are you, my friend?
I don't know.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Absolutely.
Thank you. We're doing a show now. Microphones are on. That
yes,
means
thank
we
you. Thank
talk
you.
Into them.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So how are you doing?
Fuck, not good.
Not good. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. If you guys are listening live, jamhole.com/chats, where everyone's hanging out at. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit that we will read on the show. So, yeah, it is Friday. Thank you guys so much for being with us live listeners. If you're not listening live, thank you so much for listening to this whenever the fuck you're listening to it. A few things to get to before we get into why the fuck Matt's such a drowny downy bitch.
wow, jeez.
First of
thanks,
all.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey. Anytime.
Way to lift his spirits.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
So, like we mentioned on the
what? Wednesday?
Right.
Right.
So, as we mentioned on the Wednesday night show, we are doing a little fundraiser food drive. It's almost Thanksgiving. It's almost Christmas. I personally... Cat! You have to sit right on my shit. Okay. Excuse me. We're off to a great start. It's going to be one of them shows. But, yeah, no, like I was saying on the Wednesday show, it's almost Thanksgiving. We give thanks. You all should give thanks. The best way I can think for you all to give thanks to us is to go to thejamhole.com/donate. Donate us $18. We, in turn, will give thanks to you by sending you a t-shirt. Now, I know we have way more than 30 listeners. I'm not going to disclose exactly how many because that's just something professional podcasters don't do.
Which we aren't really, but...
Right.
We're taking the steps to get there. That's one of
hey,
them.
Hey, slow and steady wins
yeah.
the race. A little
right.
something I just made up. But I know I know there's a lot of motherfuckers out there listening. So the deal is from... Now until December 1st, we need to sell 30 t-shirts. If that happens, we will end up the year. We will finish that shit out doing shows 5 days a week for you guys.
How awesome would that be for all of you?
Not so much for us. Super so
yeah.
much for all of them.
I mean, it'll be great, but it'll just we won't be able to do anything else for a while.
That is a sacrifice I'm more than willing to make for this show.
It's worth it. Yes.
It is worth it. The money that we get from these t-shirt sales will be going into getting more stickers. We're going to try. I really want to get some cameras so we can start doing this shit live video as well as the audio. Yeah, it's just going to be great. So, like I said, thejamhole.com/donate. It's kind of that whole idea that if we get 1 million listeners, each listener gives us $1. Mm-hmm. I know y'all got change in your couches, all that shit. Then we would have $1 million, in which case we could move to Amsterdam, get the houseboat on the canal, buy the smart shop slash coffee shop slash fucking amazing mm-hmm. venue for us to do live shows
and
at.
Then we could do the show 5 days a week.
Because
all the time.
That would be our living. Yes. So that's the goal. That is my life dream. Help make that shit happen. TheJamhole.com/donate. You will feel so fucking good after you do that. Plus, what better gift could you give someone for Christmas than a Jamhole t-shirt?
Yeah, that's a great gift.
People are filled with shame. They have to cover themselves up.
Mm-hmm. Why You're the buying fuck... them- clothes anyway.
I know. You might as well buy them one of these. So like I said, 30 shirts from now till December 1st. We will go from December 1st. We will do a show on Christmas. We will do one on Christmas Eve. We will do one on New Year's Eve. 5 days a week. I'm tempted to say, fuck it, we'll do it 7 days a week from then on. But
let's start with five.
Right. In the odd case that this actually does happen, I don't know what else to say. So, thejamhole.com/donate, $18, $15 for the shirts, $3 for the shipping. If you want to get there quicker, throw in more money and it will get there quicker. Oh, goodness. So, what the fuck do I want to talk about first? Oh, the next thing I did want to mention, remember Mike? He was the guy that let us have the Jam Hole on his server.
Yeah, set up our site originally.
Right. Well, he's a programmer and stuff, and he is starting to get into creating Flash-based web games.
Really?
Now, because he's a programmer, he doesn't have very much artistic capability.
Yeah.
So
it's just code.
I told him, you know, we have a lot of fans. We have a lot of artistic fans. I know 26 is going to help us out with the emo poetry album, with the booklet for the lyrics and all that stuff once we get 20 of those episodes done. So if 26, if you're listening, I know you're in the chat room right now. If you would like to help out with this, or if anybody else would like to help out with this project, it's going to be really fucking cool. Mike is an amazing programmer. He knows ActionScript, all the Flash programming languages. He knows pretty much all of them. He graduated with 2 degrees from Cambridge, I believe, in fucking electrical engineering, mathematics. Like,
dude, get off his prog cock already.
I'm just saying, like, he is an amazing programmer. So whatever he creates is going to be really fucking awesome.
And it's going to fucking work.
Right. So if you guys want to be a part of that, we're looking for a couple artists that want to help design this Flash-based web game. So if you guys are interested in that, email info@thejamhole.com. We'll put it up in the forums, thejamhole.com/forums. So, yeah, just something to think about if you guys have any artistic capabilities. I have absolutely none. So, yeah, he's going to be doing that shit. We got a couple of emails I did want to read real quick. The first one comes from Burger. It says, "Do I dare say I think I like your sweatshirt better than the Keith and the girl one?"
Oh, you hear that?
Oh, man.
That gives me butterflies. I'm all tingly now.
That makes my dick get hard.
Yeah.
First of all, that makes me want to fuck it like I want it. Fuck it like I mean it. When you fuck it like you want it, your dick get hard. That's just amazing. They, like I said before, they're one of the main shows that motivated me, inspired me to want to start this shit. Between them, Sick and Wrong, Skeptic's Guide, all that shit. Like, that was my inspiration for starting this show. So now, you know, 112 episodes later, for someone to be like, hey, it's not our show, but our shirts, right. You know, I like that shit better than theirs. Like, wow, that's amazing. He says, looks nice, but I need to wash it and wear it for the final test. And I just wrote back, holla.
I haven't even washed my hoodie.
I know, me neither, but yeah. Fake Mobile Spinners, he is the kid that's local around here that we did get that stuff done. And I was asking him, because I know a lot of other podcasts are starting, you know, that are friends with us. They're starting to get to the point where they want to get some shirts done and shit. Yeah. He does do that kind of shit for, you know, you don't have to live here in the Valley. And, yeah, it is amazing quality. The the ink, it's like it, that shit ain't going anywhere. Yeah.
And
so.
He's got this big fucking catalog of all the things you can get your logo and shit.
Anything
on.
You
it's
can
everything.
Think of.
Everything.
It's amazing. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in it, the cost is, I don't know like what to compare it to, but it was like $30 to get the screens made. Once the screens are made, they're yours forever, pretty much. So if you have to get those made once, and then you can put, you know, that shit, you can reuse them over and over again.
And you can get different size screens made.
Well, no, that's or one size screen, them. But he can utilize the whole thing. Like, yeah. We got one big logo, and that's what's on right. the front of the t-shirts. And then he made a couple smaller ones that we're going to use for beanies and shit like that. So it's really good quality stuff. Just email info@thejamhole.com, and I will pass the info along to him if you guys have your own show or have anything that you need a logo on anything else on. On. Right. So the next email comes from Alana. If you guys have been listening to the show, you'll...
Alana Hotbutt.
You'll know a long time ago she was on an episode. She was the girl that I tried to date before I went on the cruise, and then she ended up going back to her stalker piece of shit ex-boyfriend. Neither here nor there. I'm just bringing everyone up to speed.
Wow. I love how every time you mention her, the word stalker ex-boyfriend follow shortly.
Well,
thereafter.
How else do people know who I'm talking about?
Well, Alana Hotbutt.
She is also the voice on our outro.
Yeah.
But people are going to be like, oh, right, the stalker ex. Okay, right. So she writes, hey, Matt, so I thought you guys might find this interesting. On the show, we had talked about my 29-year-old virgin coworker, and this was that episode she was on. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what episode that was.
It was too long ago.
It was a while ago, but basically, she works in an office, and there's a guy in there, old virgin, hardcore fucking Christian, just a nerdy, retarded douche.
Never had a girlfriend.
And what we ended up doing was we went on his MySpace and we read a bunch of stuff and made a bunch of fun of him. So,
oh, yeah, that's kind of our thing, you could say.
Yeah, it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, we make fun of shit.
Right.
I don't know if you know this or not.
So, well, he met a girl on eHarmony.
Of course.
I'm going to give that a ding.
It's either that or matchmakers.com right. or whatever.
Or imadouche.com, right. Whatever. No big deal.
Your
or
choice.
You just go back to whoever's stalking you at the time.
Yeah, you always have that fallback.
I'm just kidding. But he drove all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma to meet her.
Really?
Montana. Not even like the edge of Montana that's close to Oklahoma.
Right.
Like, we're up by Canada and Idaho.
Yeah, we're on the farthest,
so,
you know,
yeah,
part of
10
it
hours to the right, if you're looking at a map, you're still in Montana. So he made a fucking journey and shit. They talked on the phone for 5 hours a night until he took the trip. He spent 3 days with her, and he came home with a first official girlfriend.
Wow.
Hey, round of applause for this guy. Congratulations, man. Let's see. She stayed in Tulsa, parenthesis. He immediately began ring shopping and spoke of a Christmas proposal.
Really, dude?
A little something. I don't know how to really put this, but get to know him first.
Right. I know you're talking 5 hours a night on the phone, which I guess that helps,
hey.
But you've seeing her in person 3 days.
She might have a wiener.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing
well, he
that
won't,
out.
It doesn't matter who he goes out with. He won't find that out until
hey,
they're married anyway.
God pointed him in the direction of this lady.
Well,
I
hopefully.
Guess. So he immediately began ring shopping, spoke of a Christmas proposal. They made plans to meet again in Georgia so he could meet her family. He just got back today from that trip, which was 5 days total. So he proposed to this chick that he has spent a total of 5 days with.
Hmm.
In person.
Right.
Granted, phone, talkie time, whatever.
Well, even
in person,
even counting that.
5 days in person.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really? And you're like, I'm ready.
Hey, Miracles really do happen.
See, now, if this guy would have ever had a girlfriend before and, you know, had sex and experienced fucked over and cheated on and all that shit that's just wonderful and we all get to...
That's fantastic.
He would know better than to fall in love with someone like
with
that.
With a girl?
Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, in 5 days.
Yeah,
really?
That, yeah. So, now...
Hey, it could happen.
It can.
It could happen, all right? It's true love, maybe.
It shouldn't.
Hasn't found my ass, no.
I don't think true love
fucking
exists.
Shot down one disappointment girlfriend after another. And
hey, that's
hopefully
life.
This one that I'm with now.
Oh, it'll
which,
happen.
By the way, tomorrow will be 3 months, my new record.
Hey, give it time. It'll happen.
Yeah, but...
And you know when it does happen?
What?
Hey, just call me the rebound man.
The rebound man? Wow.
I'm not
Eiffel
talking...
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, hey-o. I'm not talking fucking basketball neither. So he plans to propose this upcoming Tuesday when she comes to Kalispell. She's
Can
coming,
we meet them?
She's coming here. Alana, will you please arrange a meeting
We
for
should
us?
Try to get him to do it on the show.
We should double date some shit and
we
fucking...
All got,
oh, my God.
We all got girls.
Right? No. Well,
no.
You do. I don't.
Where's
he doesn't.
Your girlfriend?
We broke up.
Why? What the fuck?
What's it called? Irreconcilable differences?
Yeah.
Basically,
you mean you couldn't stand fucking her while her two kids were there?
No.
That never bothered you?
Just couldn't
you?
Stand the two kids.
I just, yeah, like, she's cool. I fucking hate kids. I tried. It didn't work out.
They didn't like you, did they?
No, they were fine. They don't know what the fuck they like.
And
they're
they
kids.
Weren't even... You Dude, didn't even but, have to deal with them watching you fuck anymore because you had your own room.
Yeah,
so.
We had it had nothing to do with that. I just... She wanted more from me than what I
she
was...
She wanted you to be a father figure.
Exactly. And
wow.
She wanted me to move in there. She wanted...
Really?
Just all this shit that I was not ready, nor did I want to do. So... That was it.
Why
We're
not?
Still friends and shit. I'm not in the position to want to do that. I am a kid myself. I don't like kids. I definitely don't like somebody else's kids. I don't want to raise kids, whether they be my own or somebody else's. I just, that's not
and
my
which
life.
Is why you choose not to
snip.
Have
it.
Wow, guys. Let's try that again. Matt?
I was going to say, well, then go get the snip. God.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wow. Remind me why we have guests on the show?
Well, usually it's fun. We just need to not talk over each other.
Okay, good. Talk into the mics. That's what they're there for. So, she's coming to Kalispell Tuesday. He is going to propose to her with the anticipation of a March wedding now. My boss asked me if I thought they had kissed yet. I said no, but I bet there was a lot of hard hand holding.
Hold that hand.
That kind of hard hand holding that like when you first hook up with a chick and you guys are holding hands and you get kind of a boner, but kind of not.
Right.
That's awesome. Could you imagine how awkward it would be for a guy that's never had a boner before? Do you think he was just like, what the fuck? What is going on?
There's no way.
And then he just tried to cut it off.
He's had to have had a boner.
I don't know.
You
well,
have to. Just when you're younger, it just fucking happens.
In church, like listening to the prayers and shit, he gets a boner and he's like, oh, that's what God feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but when you were like 13, 14, I mean, like you just get a boner for no reason.
So she says her photos are on his MySpace, which is, of course, myspace.com/keeperofthefaith. Feel free to... be his friend, tell him
and
about
his girlfriend.
And right. Send him, you know, comments, messages, whatever. Just he's a cool guy. I want you to talk to him. So I wrote back, that's so amazing. We will for sure mention that and perhaps congratulate him on the show. Check, check, and check. Maybe we'll find her info and talk to her. I wonder if she knows he's a pedophile.
I wonder if we can manage to destroy this relationship.
Hey, that's how rumors get started. Do you think just like one stray little email to her about that would...
I hope
it
so.
Would plant the seed. And that's all it takes because women are nutty boos and they will take that and they will foster it and nurture it. And it will grow into a beautiful negative thought that will destroy this relationship.
You know what we need to tell her?
That he's a pedophile.
Right, I got one better. No.
Please.
That he doesn't really believe in God or do all that stuff, and he was just doing it just so she would like him.
I just proposed to you so I could get in your pants.
Because I know you won't fucking tell you're married.
Braden, nice.
I know.
Holy Christ, dude. Do you wreck relationships that often?
No, but I've
had... You seem very professional.
I've had plenty of my own relationships wrecked by other people.
Was that how?
Well, hey, did rumors you know, and shit like that.
This guy's just trying to fuck you?
No. No. No.
Let's see. I bet you would be interested in hearing that. Actually, that's mean. I wouldn't ruin his life that bad. Though it would be funny. Could you imagine their next phone conversation after I emailed her about that? Amazing. Thanks for the info, Matt. And, yeah, that's about it. This is all just personal shit. So, amazing, guys. Let's go to his MySpace real quick. I just happen to have it up. Let's see what's
happened.
Let's see what's changed here in the world of Keeper of the Faith. Let's see how he's been keeping the faith.
Hopefully will.
The quote is, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
But what is unseen isn't really there.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. Right. What?
Really?
All right.
No, I know
see.
That one. It's Corinthians.
Yeah, it is Corinthians. Man, they make some nice leather.
They
did. By the way, fine Corinthian leather.
Good boots, too.
So, looks like all this shit's the same. I serve, yet I am free. My new master died to pay my ransom. Sounds like some twisted kidnapping BDSM shit.
Kind
of. Now I live a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't we abolish slavery?
I thought we did.
And did we make that joke the first time we read this?
Probably.
Okay. I'm a servant, a part of... wow. Now I live a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A part of a sacred romance. Ooh. I'm a warrior, a man of God. I pray I never forget that we wrestle not just against flesh and blood, but also against the powers of the air, assailants of our mind and souls. Can I get a holla bajulia?
Holla bajulia.
Holla bajulia. So I stand firm in my loyalty and service to the Prince of Peace, who is returning soon as a lion and a warrior to reclaim his own. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matt, can I please get a fucking hallelujah?
No.
Why?
Because.
Because I'm mocking this man's religion?
No.
Why then? Because you can't say hallelujah?
No. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That's a good one.
That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, just a bunch of bullshit about how he grew up, all that stuff. Who gives a fuck?
Before you continue, can we read his girlfriend's MySpace?
Yes.
Because they haven't heard that one.
We will hit that next. I have a number of passions. I love Christian apologetics.
And I have a passion for...
Of the Christ?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I was
about
to say.
I have a passion for watching snuff films of people beating the shit out of Jews.
Jesus himself.
You know
also.
Who else had that passion?
Who?
A little guy I like to call Hitler.
Oh, what's up, Hitler?
Holla.
Holla.
I love radio, movies, dogs, hunting, art, martial arts, volleyball, and gay sex. No, exercise, sorry. I'm a planner, a methodical thinker, sometimes shy with the ladies, optimistic, forgiving, reliable, and a romantic. And a virgin, right. I want to live my life in obedience to God, and I strive to continue becoming a man who one day can provide for and love his wife.
Wow. Instead of black people back in the day when they enslaved them, they should have just found all of these guys.
All the Christians?
Yeah, and they're like, dude, I want to be your slave.
All you gotta do is be like, hey guys, God, me and God were talking. We had a little back and forth here, a little... talkie-talkie, and he said he actually wants you guys to go out to my cotton field and pick all the cotton.
Actually, you know what? I am God.
Don't mind all the black people. It's cool. That's so great.
You know, speaking of cotton fields, I got this, my buddy got a funny text message.
Please.
It said it was right after Obama got elected. I'm talking like within 20 minutes after Obama got elected, he got this text message that said, hold on.
Was it about?
It said report from McCain. All white people report to the cotton fields at 7 a.m.
Yeah. And you know, I heard another one that said after Obama was elected, the next day, all of the black people went to change their vote to vote for McCain because apparently Obama wanted to give them all jobs and stuff. And they were like, nah,
I'm good.
I'm good. Thanks. Appreciate it, though.
That's just awesome.
A little joke.
Dumb.
I know. I am a 28-year-old virgin. I have a strange sense of humor. I hate fear. Yeah, you and God, just the weirdest senses of humor ever.
You also both have a thing with fear, too.
And virgins.
Yeah.
Weird. Hmm. I'm creative, honest, and willing to listen to a logical argument. Sometimes I ask for and give too much feedback. I dream, I desire, I hope.
If you're looking
this
for...
is who I am.
If you're looking for a logical argument, you're on the wrong side of the fence.
Right. So let's see some of the comments here. Tony. Oops.
Oh.
I mean, no. Nah. Yeah, his name's Tony. Who gives a fuck?
And hi, his Tony. Last name is also, I don't even know.
Tony, keeper of the faith. Just wanted to say that I love you. Tomorrow, I get to see you tomorrow. It's only a day away. These are all comments from his girlfriend, Rachel. Hi, wink, wink, and smile. Remember me? No, I don't. Wait,
Who's this? Are
you that girl I drove to Tulsa, Oklahoma from fucking Kalispell, Montana to meet?
And did some hardcore handholding?
Oh, man.
Oh, how could I forget?
If I wasn't such a Christian, I would have jerked off to that shit all night.
I would have jerked off everywhere.
Well, the comment I wanted to post didn't cooperate. Darn. Have a blast today, handsome. Man. Tricky fucking comments.
Yeah.
You bless me, Tony. Did she sneeze?
Apparently.
You bless me, Tony, and the smile on my face is expressly because of you. Wow, God, what do you think of that, huh? Not you anymore, Tony.
Oh.
Suck it, God.
That's not
suck
a good
it
thing.
And swallow the semen and get slapped. Wow, Tony, I had no idea what I was thanking you for. All that hand-holding made my pussy drip. Thank you for the incredible evening, for the rose, for dinner, and most of all, for asking. Hey, thanks for asking.
What'd you ask?
You bless me. I'm so thankful to have you in my life and that I can say I am your girlfriend who lives over 500 miles away. Cool.
Even further than that.
In advance, thank you. Excited about Wednesday. Can't wait. We're going to have a great time. Oh, this is from someone else. Sorry. Okay, back to her. Just wanted
oh, that was his other...
Right. Sacrifice, whoever's name that is. He has a nice little picture of Jesus. I really miss you, man. ... I miss broing down.
It's what happened to all that broing down we used to do?
I know. Me, you, and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Eiffel Tower. It's been too long. How has it been with you? I'm going to be psychic here real quick and mm-hmm. say it's been good. Just throwing it out there.
Just guess.
Yeah, so that's about it. Let's go see what his girlfriend's doing, shall we?
See how much they are alike.
Shall we, please? Oh, her quote is, "There's just nothing thicker than blood, except for semen. The blood that flows through my veins and his and the blood shed at Calvary." What happened at Calvary?
There's a lot of bloodshed.
Is that where Jesus was crucified? I don't fucking know. So let's read a little bit about Rachel. I'm a 28-year-old woman living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, holy fuck. Sorry. Her background finally loaded, and it's so hard to read this.
Yeah, you have to highlight it.
That's pretty sweet, though.
Okay. I'm a 20... Huh?
So that's pretty sweet. I'm going to have to say I like the mountain thing.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice for a picture. Don't use... Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a 28-year-old woman living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 2003 Rima Bible Training Center graduate.
Of course.
Former cast member of Heart Dance. Wow.
Never heard
of
it.
We got a celebrity on our hands,
oh,
folks.
Shit.
Godmother to Josiah, proud aunt of Aiden, Sydney, Josiah, and Liam. Have some more kids, please. Go ahead. Why the fuck not? I hope you're killing your two homeless people for each one of those fucking kids you're having, because
well,
that's a law.
She's definitely not a virgin.
Right, whore? No, she's a godmother to these people, not a real mother.
Yeah.
Let's see, I love to go turkey hunting. Thou shalt not kill much. I'm just kidding. Big dreams, bigger God. like 8 inches big. Would love to be a wedding party planner. Currently working in a jewelry store. Thank you, jewelry. Director of operations for Love and Unity Outreach International. I know it's dumb to make fun of people for spelling back in the day, but now that we have the internet and a little thing I like to call Google, heard of it? Maybe you haven't.
Dictionary.com?
Well, just how would you spell operations? O-P-P-O-R-T-A-T-I-O. Really?
No.
Whatever.
Operations?
She's a catch, Tony. Hold on to this one.
Yeah, no, just, ever let her go.
Just don't also ever make her spell things.
No, especially not that.
Associate pastor and worship leader for Love and Unity Outreach Church. Gardenias are my favorite flower. Roses are my second. Can't get enough of them. Smiley face. My friends and family are extremely important to me, and we are all very close. Is it a great gift I have to be able to pervert something such as this?
Not really.
No? Pretty no. easy to do?
I think it's a sickness.
Oh,
yeah. It's a disease.
Hey.
You know?
One man's trash is another man's girlfriend.
Tomato, tomato.
A little something I made up. I can't get enough of that. My friends and family, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that is more important to me than them is my relationship with my heavenly father. That sucks. How does your family feel that you hold some invisible made-up deity in higher regards than your actual family, which you can see and talk to, and they will actually talk back to you, and they, exist
and
stuff?
Who do you think brainwashed her into believing that?
Oh, that
right.
isn't right.
Her family.
I am desperately in love with God. Holy shit.
Jeez, why don't you... go out with him.
Hey, if you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
No.
Oh, come on.
At least you've known him longer than fucking 5 days.
That is true. So, Oh, man. Do you think God has a TRO on this bitch? A temporary restraining order?
He should.
He's like, man, this bitch won't quit stalking me.
She is psycho.
Praying all the fucking time?
No,
it's
because if that was the case, he would be with her.
No.
Yeah.
No, that only works if the guy is stalking the girl. It doesn't work when the girl is stalking the guy.
Why is that?
Because if a guy isn't going to want to be with a chick, there's probably a good fucking reason.
True,
like she's
yeah.
a big, fat, nasty bitch. So if that nasty bitch is stalking that guy,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, plus it's God. He can have anyone he wants.
Right?
You know?
And he does, yeah. believe you me. Desperately in love with God and cannot get enough of him and his penis. What? That's weird. He is definitely the light of my life. She wrote penis.
What?
Shut up.
You're lying.
Seriously?
Yeah. She just spelled it wrong. She spelled it like presence. She means penis.
Oh,
okay.
He is definitely the light of my life, and he is my inspiration for life. Man, you are going to be disappointed. Can you tell I am smitten? Yes. Oh, let's see. Sleeping Beauty. She scored a Sleeping Beauty. Your alter ego is Princess Aurora, a.k.a. Sleeping Beauty.
I hate
you
that shit.
You are beautiful and enchanting and as sweet as ever. And you know what Sleeping Beauty and God have in common?
What's that?
They both are made up figments
oh, yeah.
of some weirdo's imagination. Oh, fuck. Get your daily Bible verse on your phone. Yes,
please. Text me that bullshit.
Oh, who I'd like to meet? Those of like mind and heart, people with a fire lit up under their bones. What? People who are passionate for their God and are running full tilt in his direction. I want to meet those people so I can tell them what fucking retards they are. I want to meet those who are so madly, deeply in love with the God of the universe that nothing else will satiate their hunger and thirst for his penis and their desire to be near him. It is those kind of people that I desire to be inside me and to become acquainted with. Their penises. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I want to meet a man who is full of semen and integrity. Someone who... semen. She spelled it like character, though. I don't know. She meant semen. Someone who loves God as much as I do and who will never be satisfied with status quo. Someone who is called to full-time ministry. You remember the band Ministry?
Very good band,
very
actually.
Very good.
Do you remember the band Fireball Ministry?
No.
Oh, well, that's a good band
actually.
Also.
And has a passion to see change come about through touching the world. I wanted to say themselves. I really wanted to.
Or penis.
I held that one back just for you. Touching the world with the Lord's hands. Oh, this is getting me kind of hot. Is that weird?
Yeah. It's not getting me hot at all.
No?
No.
Am I not reading it sultry enough?
I don't know.
Someone who is patient and kind, creative, and a lover of worship. I'm a tough cookie to crumble. I'm looking to meet my match. Nice. I think you found him. I think that's it. Hey, Rachel Ball, you know what? Love you. Aww, it's so cute when people first get in love.
Yeah, it's so cute when it's puppy dog love.
Oh, goodness. Who's her heroes? Who do you think? Let's play a little
God.
Game. I know that it might sound trite to say, but the Lord Jesus Christ is my hero. He saved me from sin by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. The police force. I know several police officers of whom my best friend is one, and they lay down their lives daily to ensure your safety. My dad, he stuck with me and my brother after my mom died and didn't abandon us.
Aww. Hey, where was God then?
Yeah. Oh.
Is this all part of God's plan?
Of
God
course.
Works in mysterious ways.
Of course.
Just list the cop-outs, please.
Right. Please. He not only provided us a good home, but he provided us with a good, loving, stable Christian environment for us to grow in, and a wonderful woman that we now call mom. Mm. Mm, replacements so quickly.
Yep.
It's what I like to call a rebound. My mom, she homeschooled us for 7 years. Well, that explains a whole lot.
Yeah. Fucking usually people that are isolated like that are just more
wackos.
Fucked up than the rest. Yeah.
Yes. She never gave up, and although I'm sure she would have liked to. Wow. That's not very nice.
That is an awful thing to say.
My friend Olivia for being strong and giving her daughter up for adoption. Yes.
That was a Christian thing to do.
That is good. No, but that's good, I guess.
But if you believe in God, he would probably not be cool with that.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, did you have a child out of wedlock? Oh, but I
and
repented.
Then you didn't keep it?
I repented, so it's all good here. So, that's about it here. I just wanted to give you guys a little update. It's been a while since we... talked about that. Her MySpace, if any of y'all would like to... I know Alana's, like, shitting a brick right now.
I
she's
bet.
Like,
she's
you
adult.
Motherfucker. MySpace.com/God's Little Lamb.
Mm.
Aww.
That's so cute.
Hey, Mary had a little lamb. You know what happened to them?
Hmm.
They ended up in Utah with those weird bestiality fuckers. That's why she lost all her sheep. Oh, let's see here. Next thing I would like to go over here is a little something 26 sent into us. It's a little story. Let me set the scene here. The other night, my friend had some pot and wanted me to smoke it with him.
And, of course, you gotta say yes to that.
Of course. But we had nowhere to smoke it because both our parents were home. Mm. So we drove around looking for a place to park so we could smoke in the car. You know, I'm just gonna throw this out there right now. If you're going to smoke in your car, don't be parked. That is, you are sitting duck. The pot smell just sits in the car. If you're driving, at least you have the window down a little bit. If you're smart, clam baking it's fun, but it's the dumbest thing you can do. Because if you do get pulled over, you're fucked.
Yeah, I used to do that, but I stopped. I don't know. I just know a lot of people that got caught.
You can smoke cigarettes. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They're going to smell it. So when you're smoking weed in the car, a little PSA here, courtesy of the Jam Hole. We're here to help. Roll down the window and blow your hits out the window so it doesn't sit in the car. Also, if you're driving, you're not just sitting in an empty fucking parking lot in the middle of the night looking suspicious as all fuck.
Right. It's pretty obvious what you're doing.
Right. You're driving, which is normal. You're not sitting in an empty parking lot looking suspicious
as all fuck. And there's probably other cars driving also, so you just blend right in.
So, we eventually settled on a Wendy's parking lot. Mistake number three. I know it was a ridiculous idea. Well, as long as you know, right? We were just desperate, and that was the first place to pull out. Pull off. Sorry. I'm getting my words confused tonight.
Yeah, and it's all sexual.
I know, that's weird.
Is that already affecting you that you don't have a girlfriend?
Not at all. Really? Yeah, no.
Kinda sounds
I've jerked off a lot more, which is kind of cool. So we park in the back of the parking lot under this tree, and it's dark out, so we figure we're secluded enough. We start to light up, and a cop pulls in.
Of course.
Dun-dun! So we both sit really still and hope the cop will think the car is empty and just park there, or that he won't notice. That's like the whole little kid thing when they do something and they close their eyes because if I can't see you,
you can't see me.
Right. There's no fucking way you can see me.
But the thing is, you're sitting there in the parking lot. That weed stinks.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. The cop circles the parking lot once, then parks behind us, and we're both freaked out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, son. So Bobby, my friend, takes all the pot and shoves it in the glove compartment, but the car smells like pot, so we figure we're busted. So Bobby says we've got to distract the cop from the pot in a huge flash. He rips off his shirt, undoes my pants, and sticks his hand inside.
Oh my god.
Right? No other possible way to distract. I think
that would fucking do it though.
I'm not. I think your friend is gay, bro.
It's gross.
Just saying.
That is. But I bet that fucking worked.
Granted, if it came down to it and it was like either jerk your friend off or you're going to jail.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I'm jerking off my friend.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go to jail.
Now, let me pose.
If you do go to jail, you're going to be getting fucked.
Right.
That's a little worse.
I'd rather willingly jerk off a cock than unwillingly get a cock jammed in my asshole.
Because at least then you're just, you know, being a really good friend.
Right. Now, let me pose this question to you guys. Would you rather suck the cock or go to jail? If a hand job just wasn't enough and you had to actually put penis in mouth just to distract the cop. No gay shit. Blowjobs aren't gay. You're saving yourself and your friend from going to jail. Would you put dick in your mouth? Dick.
No.
You would go to jail.
I would go to jail.
And get dick in your asshole instead.
You probably wouldn't be in jail long enough.
You think?
Well, they probably didn't have a fucking bunch of weed.
Well,
and
what
just smoking.
Let's say then, hypothetically, you had a bunch of weed.
Well, how long are we talking?
Really?
If I was going to get put in prison
for
like... He's such
a faggot, huh?
No, if I was... Would you rather, like, suck a dick or be in prison for 40 years?
40 years?
I'll
take a dick in my asshole willingly than go to jail for 40 years. Actually, I take that back. Can we erase that? Honestly, I would kill myself before I took it in the ass. Before I went to jail, I would just kill myself for that long.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I hear you.
I'm not even kidding. But I would jerk a dick off. I would probably even put a dick in my mouth if it meant I wasn't going to jail. Matt, what would you do?
I can't believe I just did that.
That's funny.
Great.
No, I would.
What would you do?
I'd go to prison.
You would go to prison.
I got friends in prison.
You've been to prison before, though. See,
no, I haven't been to prison. I've been in General Pop over in fucking Flat County, but I got friends in Deer Lodge, so I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Plus, I just fucking...
But what if you don't get to the same jail that they're at?
It doesn't matter, dude. If you go in for narcotics, you go to the part where they hold narcotics people. Murderers with murderers, rapists with rapists. They don't... It all depends, man, but no. They just send me to General Pop over at Deer Lodge, that or pre-release, and I just go spend a day. I got a lot of friends up there.
All right, that makes sense, I guess.
I'd be fine, but if I didn't, but I take a penis in the mouth over 5 years in jail.
40 years is 40 what you
years,
said.
That's what I said.
You would have to have like 600 pounds of pot on you for 40 years.
Well, yeah, that's
George
true.
Young had 660 pounds of pot, and he only did fucking 3.
Yeah, that's a good point. So
if I had if I had 2 keys of fucking Colombian bang bang, yeah, I go to jail for 40 years. But you know,
Colombian bang bang. That's awesome. All right. Well, that's cool. You guys are all gay. I am not.
You fucking nigger.
I'm just playing. We're
yeah,
all gay.
You were the one that said it would you get said, hey, naked
we were
the
all
ass.
We were all broing down earlier. Don't hide it.
Broing down bullshit.
So, okay. Undoes my pants, sticks his hand inside. Before I can process what's happening, the cop knocks on my window. Then he looks in and sees Bobby shirtless with his hand down my pants and turns bright red.
Yes.
Put your hand down my pants and I bet you'll feel nuts. Yes, yes I'm Siskel. Yes, I'm Ebert. And you're getting two thumbs up. Fucking Bloodhound Gang. Nice! I roll my window down, and the cop says in this really flustered voice, his face bright red, "You guys be good now," and walks quickly back to his car and drives off.
Yes.
He didn't even notice the smell of pot. We drove home in the most uncomfortable fucking silence ever.
Oh, man.
And
ever.
We never spoke of it again.
Bravo, 26. Oh,
that's
and
awesome.
Now it'll be archived in the Jam Hole episode 112.
Nice. That was a great story.
Congratulations. Dude, that's amazing. Amazing. So, I just had a couple things here, for me personally. Have you ever played the elevator game?
I don't even know what the elevator
well,
game is.
That's because it's a little something I made up here. I don't know. I'm sure other people do this, but I've never experienced it till I just started playing with it. Mm. So, you know, I deliver water. I go to buildings. A lot of them have elevators. Generally, I take the stairs and shit.
Yeah.
But the last couple weeks, I've been kind of slacking on it. So I've been taking the elevators and shit. Now, what I like to do is I'll go in the elevator and I'll wait till it starts going up and then I'll start jumping up and down as hard as I can and you'll feel it rock a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, huh, I wonder what would happen if I put a little extra weight in here. So the next time I grab 2 water jugs, 100 pounds extra. I weigh probably 160, 170. So I get in there, set the jugs down, fucking top floor, it starts going up. I start jumping up and down with these water jugs, and it gets bouncing a little bit more. I'm like, huh, this is kind of fun. So I don't even drop the water off. I go back down to the bottom, grab 3 more jugs. So now that's, 50, 100, 152, 250, plus me in there. And this time I decide to hold 2 of them. So now I have all that weight moving up and down.
Hey, just let me say this.
I didn't die.
You're an idiot, though.
Thank you. Fuck you. It was fun.
I wouldn't be surprised if that would break it.
You think those things are rated for like over
1,500 pounds?
Is it something like that?
1,500 pound max.
That's standing weight, yeah. Not jumping up and down. And I was like stomping and shit.
Yeah,
like I'm trying to make this thing snap. I don't know why. I was bored. Whatever. So,
that's the worst excuse.
I hit in there, and it long story short, basically, I just kind of scared myself a little bit, because it did kind of start going and shit, and I was like, whoa, dude. Like, you could hear the cables creaking and shit. So, yeah, if you guys are bored in elevators, a little game we like to play.
And you have no regard for your own life.
You know,
well, fuck that shit.
Way to be dedicated to the show, Jesus.
Well, I have very high regard for the show. Just me, I whatever.
Yeah,
I'm over it.
But if you die, the show dies.
Dead, does it matter?
Well, yeah, because you care about the show.
But I'm dead, does it matter?
Nope.
Thank you.
That makes it sound like if you don't care about your life, then, you know.
It's Matt, dude. He hasn't got too much of a reason to
Yeah,
live.
But
Thank
I care
you,
about
also.
My life because I have the show.
Appreciate that. Wow.
You know what's even funner game than the elevator game?
Matt getting fired?
You son of a bitch.
Go ahead, okay. And then we'll get into
happened. I used to go visit my buddy down when I lived in New York at the projects, man. We used to go put a half full bucket of water against the doors, then knock on the doors and run away or cause a big commotion. Everybody open the doors. Next thing you know, fucking 2 or 3 gallons of water goes right in the room. It's funny.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's funnier to watch it when you're shit-faced. Oh, for sure. And when you're drunk and you're in the middle of Queens, like, going, ah, ha, 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 but,
so,
hey.
You were cook at Sykes. I would go there, eat breakfast and shit once in a while. What happened, Matt? Why did you get fired? What did you get caught doing that was naughty?
I guess pulling 50 hours a week and that restaurant's getting caught doing something bad.
So what happened? Tell us.
This is pretty much what
it is.
Get it?
Hold on. I know this has been bugging you. This is your chance to just get all that shit out.
This is what the show is here for.
And we're going to charge you $50 an hour nominal fee.
No.
No, go ahead.
That's family rates.
Right. Because your family,
how about
son.
Just your tires are slashed and we call it good?
Hey, that's fine. My car don't work.
Let's talk about your truck out there.
What up?
It's not your truck.
They got AAA. I don't give a fuck.
I would be fucked if it wasn't for
so
that.
So anyway, you know, I was working there like 2.5-3 months, some shit like that, before all this bullshit happened. And, you know, you remember that week when you seen me in there like fucking 13, 14 hours a day,
because
I'd go in there in the morning.
You missed a couple shows because of that.
Yeah, I had to miss a couple shows because I was working fucking 15 hours a week, and I was just dead tired, and I was sick. It was like those times you called me up, and I was like,
right, you were covering.
I can't come in, dude. I just can't stand.
You were covering other people's shifts. You cooked awesome food. Like, I could not see any legitimate reason for you being fired.
Well, this is what happened. You know, I asked them for a raise a while ago because I believe I deserved it, which everybody else thought I did, even the general manager tried to get me a raise. Well, anyway, we hired this new guy named Don Hammer. He's our kitchen manager. Don Hammer.
Mr.
Don
Hammer?
Don Hammer.
Doesn't that sound like a fucking porn star name right there?
Is it Hammer Time?
I think so. But, you know, they hire this motherfucker, dude, and I guess he brings in one of his buddies, and then they hire some other kid who's, like, younger than me.
Really?
To come and cook.
Why did they hire these people initially? And please stop going...
I'm
Thank
not
you.
Trying to. I don't need
No,
ones.
I know. I'm just saying. Be mindful about it. Did you just snot rocket on my phone?
No.
You are
no.
an asshole.
I did not, I swear. No, dude.
Wow.
I don't.
Like, initially, hey. Why did these people get hired?
Were you guys short staffed? No, no. It was like me.
Were the people they had not showing up to work?
No.
Like, they were reliable.
The only reason why I had to go and show up for these other people were because there was this one fat bitch named Yvari and this other chick, Jennifer, who lived all the way,
on the
almost to Browning, yeah. And, you know.
Are they still there?
No, they are not. Yvari got fired, then Jennifer quit, and then I got fired. But the reason he said I was fired is because when he brought in these two people, that due to a seniority rule, that I would have to lose my job. But I was hired on a month before this fucking dude, Mark. But Mark lives upstairs and gives fucking Mike $650 a month for rent.
To live in that shithole?
To live in the shithole two-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
I was paying $475 at that studio.
I'd pay $425 for this two-bedroom fucking condo by the bay.
by the freeway.
Yeah.
No, dude, so I don't know. That was his reason for firing me, but I don't think it was because... Like, I even went and talked to a bunch of customers there, and they were all like, dude, that's fucking bullshit. It's not that I never showed up for my shifts. They'd call me at 5:30 in the fucking morning.
Right.
And I'd go there and start cooking.
Because you had to cover for that one fat bitch that we talked
Whoever
about.
Whoever it may be. Mark, I had to come in. Mark was all fucking went, or like Mike went and got us all, the owner of Sykes went and got us all drunk. And Mark fucking pulled a double shift there. A bullshit double shift. He worked 4 hours, and then he worked another 5. So he worked 9 hours all day.
So they just got rid of their best employee.
They pretty much got rid of one of their best employees. Yeah, you know, Mark can't fucking cook. Dude can't even cook a medium well steak. I've been doing this shit since I was 14 years old. And the 51-year-old cook who's been there for 20 years told me that I have almost as much as culinary experience as she does. Mm. She's got a lot. I mean, she's been doing it 20 years. But, you know, for me only doing it 5 to 6 years, I got a lot of experience. Once I thought that, I was trained by a culinary arts teacher. He was retired, but...
Right.
He retired 32 years. He was a culinary arts teacher and then retired. And then taught me, like, took me under his wing and showed me how to do shit. And plus, you know, I was quick on the grill. I was fucking fast at doing everything, you know? And
well, that sucks, dude. So what are you doing now? Are you just looking for work?
I'm looking for work. I want to, you know, talk to a few people. Hopefully, you know, like, as you all know, Chris from Anna's New York Pizza's over holla. The Town and Grill. You know, holla, Chris.
Holla back.
Holla back.
You know, fucking East Coasters rule. I'm going to talk to him because he said something about he would hire me if he needed me, but I want to go talk to him and see what's going on. And if nothing else, I don't know, look in the paper. And if not, just become a belligerent criminal.
Nice.
Start robbing shit.
Well, that's cool. You know, hey, like God always says, I have a plan for everything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll work out, brother.
I think it goes towards this one is God doesn't close the door without opening another. But I didn't get a door closed in my face. I got a door slammed in my face.
Really?
Wow, guys. Thanks. Jesus.
What?
Nothing. It's fine.
I tried covering my goddamn mouth.
Okay, if I'm taking a drink, I can't believe I have to even explain this to you guys. Is that not common sense?
Well, I know. I just had nothing to say to what he just said.
I was done talking.
You can't shut the fuck up. You have nothing to say. And finally, you both shut the fuck up. Right at the most inopportune time. I love you guys.
Hey, dude.
Maybe you ready for it? How about you both just shut the fuck up?
How about,
let's do
you
some,
know what?
Let's do
how about
some
you just calm the fuck down or...
My son just turned
one. Bitch.
I love him more than anything. You owe me $30 for that sweatshirt, by the way. I love him more than anything. My son just turned one, okay? Check. Still, if we would have aborted him, I would be able to pursue my dreams. So instead, I blame him for my mediocrity.
Really?
Yes!
I'll give you a ding.
That is what I'm fucking talking about. See? You think you're stable and ready to raise children and shit. You've done everything. You have a piece of shit job, but it's stable. And then you have the kid and you're like
I'm good.
Holy shit.
I don't want it.
My life is over. Oh my God. I wish that someone would have told me that if, hey, as soon as you have a kid, your life's fucking over later, dude.
I don't know. She deserves it if you don't know that already. I know that. I don't have kids.
Some people don't, though. Maybe.
Well, then they're retarded.
Then they should listen to the Jam Hole. We will tell you. That. Don't have kids because it will ruin not only your vagina, not only your life, but my life as well. So just don't. And as we said on Wednesday, the new rule is you're not allowed to create new kids until all of the ones that are homeless and parentless, foster, all that shit, use them up first. And then we'll see. And the other part of that rule, Amendment A, if you will, is that if you insist on having your own children, you have to kill two other children.
Right. Just
or people under 65.
I thought we just said one, to make it even.
I'm pissed, so I'm changing it to two.
Okay.
Done and done. It is law. Sometimes I want to kill myself because I hurt so badly.
Wow.
I hurt so badly inside and I try so hard to hide it. And in doing so, hope to feel happy. It works. Sure. It always fucking works. Until the reality set back in. I just want to be wanted. You know what? Advice number one.
Yeah.
Go rob a bank. You will be wanted.
Oh!
God, that feels good. Sleeping makes all my troubles go away. Nice.
You know what else does that?
Drugs?
Yeah.
Suicide?
That does.
Cutting?
No.
No? Well, for a minute, but once the bleeding stops.
Right, you just gotta do it more.
I wish I could just sleep through life or get to hibernate like a bear or whatever. ... I need a life, but the only thing I seem to want to do is hide from the pathetic one I already have. Oh, I love this fucking site. I love this shit.
If you want to find the most miserable people
ever, my God, besides us.
This is where you go.
I love it. It's like sleeping makes all my troubles go away.
That's so depressing.
It's like, dude, if you kill yourself, that's like sleeping forever.
Right.
I wish I could just sleep through life. There it is, dude.
Just kill yourself.
What's the problem?
Wouldn't that be the same thing, really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be asleep the whole time, never wake up.
Killing yourself?
Although.
Equal sign, sleeping forever.
Yeah, but who's to say what happens when you die? You might start another life or go to heaven or go to hell or whatever you believe.
Well, then at least you'll know, right?
True. That's true.
At least you'll know. My heart hurts. Are you having a heart attack?
How much coke did you just do?
Do you need my assistance?
Yes.
All the time, every day, every minute, I walk around with a dull pain where my should be.
Penis?
With my should be.
With my?
Where my should be.
Oh, gotcha.
Where my
penis.
All right, let's try that.
The first time.
My heart hurts all the time, every day, every minute. I walk around with a dull pain where my penis should be.
Where my asshole.
Asshole?
Where my asshole should be. Okay. Try again.
My heart hurts all the time, every day, every minute. I walk around with a dull pain where my asshole should be. Is that better?
That's better.
What else should we try? he should just be mine again, and then maybe it'll go away. If you're mine again, it'll go away.
Yeah.
And then you'll go away, and then my will hurt again. Welcome to the planet Arium.
Arium.
Oh, that's fun.
So is this just another person that just should kill themselves?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's kind of what this whole site is.
True.
Mostly.
All these people just want to die.
Right.
That's horrible. Maybe that is that why we like it so much?
Is life that bad?
Or,
I mean,
I don't know.
He just got elected, guys. Give him a minute, you know?
Change.
Fuck. Change.
Change.
Hey, yes, we can. We will. Well, we might.
But
if we have time.
There's a lot of people on this planet. It's just that all the people on this planet that want to die are on that website.
Right. All so that, yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I love him so much, and he pushed me away. I love you, fucking shove.
Done.
Wait, did he push you away or did he push you down the stairs?
Because that second one could be love.
Right, because if he pushed you down the stairs, that means he still wants to keep you. He just doesn't want to have that kid.
He doesn't
want to
wreck that nice vagina.
You have such a nice vagina. He's willing to kill his own unborn child.
That's his semen.
That is how awesome of a vagina you have. He is willing to... That's dedication.
He's like, you know, I love you so much, and I want to be with you forever, and I don't want this to ruin our relationship.
Our relationship. What did I say? Vagina? No. I meant relationship.
I mean both.
Right.
Because if her vagina's wrecked, the relationship's wrecked. If the relationship's wrecked, there's no more vagina, either way.
And then the kid into that equation. Right. It's like, whoa, dude.
It's bad.
Whoa.
Bad news.
I just don't understand how you can tell someone you love them and that you want to spend the rest of your life with them over the course of a year, then have no emotion toward them. It sucks. Is this cuckoos? I'm kidding.
That was mean.
Then have no emotion. I can't even finish this one.
You still thinking about that?
Yeah, kind of. Then have no emotion toward them. It sucks so bad and all I feel is hurt inside. I do know his email password, though, and have gotten in it a couple times.
Oh, really?
This better not be her. You hear that, cuckoo? This is a fucking better not. I feel guilty about that. My girlfriend is so jealous of other girls, and she accuses me of cheating on her all the time. If I ever caught her cheating on me, I would beat her to death for being a dumb hypocrite.
Yes, you should.
Black eyes all around.
If everyone did that, you think? If everyone would beat their girlfriend for being a hypocrite, there would be so many girls with two black eyes out there. Like, all of them.
There's too much water in this, and I just drank some.
Yes.
And I might vomit.
Okay, I'll fix that.
I'm just letting you guys know. Oh, fuck. So... Excuse me. Do you think, though, that she is jealous because maybe he is cheating? Like, why does your dick always smell like not my vagina when you come home? I mean, have you been fucking around with not my vagina then?
Is this going to be one of those girls that is like, when you get home, the first thing she does
let
is,
me smell let me your smell dick. Your dick. Let me smell it.
I've met some girls like that. I have one friend whose girl we called the succubus.
Right, yeah, you mentioned that in a previous episode a long time ago. That is so great. I really wish I could see my own confessions sometimes. I'm high, 19, male.
What?
Call me. You know, listen to the Jam Hole, you may just hear your own confession sometimes, and then you'll hear us make fun of it, and then you probably will kill yourself.
Because you'll see how bad it is.
It's bad, guys.
Way
like,
bad.
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody that posts on this site, I just want to talk to y'all for a minute. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Well, not for you, but for you it might. He's not a bad boyfriend. I've had bad boyfriends. All of them, except for him. He's not a bad boyfriend.
Right.
Because I've had bad boyfriends.
Yeah, so I would know.
He's not a good one either, though. I can't bring myself to break up with him because he hasn't really done anything wrong. And I really like him. But he's not a good boyfriend. I've had bad boyfriends, and he's not a bad boyfriend. He's not a good one either. What? But he never seems to like me until I tell him we're breaking up. And then I get all hopeful and the next day comes and nothing's fixed. I can't wait to go home and drown myself in work and other people that aren't him.
I was thinking it was going to say something
else. Like the bathtub or
in your own tears.
A tablespoon of water.
Yes.
Boys don't like me and I have no idea why. You're a stupid bitch. I don't know. Why? I don't know.
Fuck, I can. A stupid bitch, I guess.
Thank you. Stupid bitch? Yes?
Yes. Yes?
We lost Matt. All I want to do is have sex with him. That's all. That's it.
That's all that's
I don't want to talk. I don't even want to know his name.
Just fuck.
Fuck my pussy like I am a slut. Just fuck it.
I can do that for you. Wait, let me see what you look like.
Oh, no, never mind.
No, I'll change my mind.
He's the greatest guy I've ever met, and all I can't think about is making him scream. Scream. And then squeal.
Squeal like a pig. Come on, squeal.
Squeal
like for me.
Pig. All right. Squeal. Well, that is about it. You ready to do some news here?
Let's do some news.
Episode 112, Ray. Call it in the air.
Heads. Really?
I totally just... What is it? Quick, what is it? Heads? Tails? What is it?
Tails.
Tails? All right. This one is...
Actually, it's Alaska.
Oh, word. This one is called Virtual Affair Leads to Real Divorce for UK Couple.
Wait, what? Say that again.
Virtual Affair. Okay, like virtual reality.
Right, like,
but
okay.
An affair.
Like Second Life.
Not
oh,
like...
Oh, really? It's got to be Second Life.
Not like The Fair? Okay.
Right.
We passed that
affair.
Word?
Affair.
Okay, right.
I got the whole thing now.
Leads to Real Divorce for UK Couple. And this comes out of London. A virtual affair is ending a real life marriage in Southwest England. Amy Taylor filed for divorce when she discovered her husband cheating in Second Life.
I totally called that.
Yes, that is so, yes, you did. That is awesome.
That's so awesome.
Cheating in Second Life.
Yeah,
if you
okay,
guys
you wait, no.
I got to explain what Second Life is first. If you guys don't know what Second Life is, I'm sure you all do, but some of you might not. It's like World of Warcraft, but instead of fighting stuff and like killing shit,
yeah, in a
you
fantasy
talk,
world,
you talk to people,
right?
It's like
you have a real life
it's
on
like,
the internet.
It's like life, but it's
a game
on right. It's virtual life.
Yeah, it's like you might as well just live your life, basically,
right?
Because it's probably better.
Okay, so you cheated on your wife. Your real life wife. This is going to get confusing. You cheated on your real life wife
with your second life.
wife. With your second life wife.
Wife, right.
Right.
That's a tongue twister.
Holy Christ. Christ? Oh, man. Second Life, an online community where players adopt personas called avatars, also known as douchebags, mingle with others, and teleport themselves into a series of artificial worlds. Artificial, mm-hmm. as in...
fake, not real.
Right. Created by people or robots. Quote, I caught him cuddling a woman on a sofa in the game. He's sitting in his computer chair with his dick on his hand, in his hand, his hand wrapped around his dick.
Gotcha. And he's beating off to them having sex in
the
game.
No! Oh, no!
That's what I was hoping.
He is beating off to a game of him on a couch cuddling with another fake thing.
Like they weren't even having sex?
And his wife caught you.
Wait. They weren't having sex?
Oh, my God.
He was just watching them cuddle?
They were cuddling. Chilling.
Really?
Watching fake TV, probably.
And she called that cheating.
I would call that, holy shit, you married a fucking loser.
Yeah.
I would be more ashamed than mad. I would be mad at myself.
You'd probably have to get a divorce just because you're ashamed
of
them.
Not because you caught him cheating,
though. Because that wasn't really cheating. That was just sad.
Fuck me, dude.
Like, if you're going to cheat on your wife, have sex with a real person.
Right? that's all, guys.
That's all I'm saying.
Guys.
I'm not telling you not to do it. Just please do a little better.
We ask for a lot of things, right? TheJamel.com/donate. Buy some shirts. We ask for you to vote for us on Podcast Alley. We ask for, you know, just
a
stuff
lot.
Like that.
But you deliver every time.
We do not. Like, can you just do this one thing for me and don't do this? Oh, my f-
Yeah, you don't even really have to do anything for us. You just have to make sure you don't do it.
If you're going to cheat on your wife, go to the bar.
Go
that's
cheat
all,
on her.
That's all I'm asking for. That's it. Don't do it on the internet. Please.
At least go on and post an ad on Craigslist and have some freaky sex with some stranger.
Yeah,
that would be better. That would be so much better.
I would rather you cheat on your wife with your neighbor's dog.
Really?
Yes, I would rather you do that.
Then we can read about it.
Right, okay. Oh, man, this is amazing. Quote, it looked really affectionate and pixely. No, just affectionate. He confessed he'd been talking to this woman player in America for 1 or 2 weeks and said our marriage was over and he didn't love me anymore. That is the best quote ever.
That is great.
The online drama shows how emotionally invested some people have become in their virtual identities, some lady said, who has studied the impact of the web on relationships. Quote, for a while there was this impression that as long as it's online, it doesn't matter. But, can you, right, okay. But, research has shown it's not a separate world, she said, adding that infidelity was just as painful whether it's electronic or physical. These are the people...
Really? Is it really?
These are specifically the people I was talking about when I said the instant, the very second anything happens on the internet that makes your real life have like any kind of change in it, your internet privileges are revoked. You need to take a minute and not use the internet for like at least a month. At least.
Ever.
Depending,
I'm going to say.
Depending on how bad it was.
Yeah.
Once
how long
the
you've
internet
been doing it.
Affects your real life, that's all. Turn it off. Disconnect. Shut down. That's it.
And then it's not a problem ever again.
Oh my God. People. Taylor, 28, moved in with her husband, Dave Pollard, 40, in New Quay, about 280 miles west of London, after the pair met in a chat room in 03. You met your first wife on the internet.
What?
Cool, dude. Oh, how's that working out for you?
Do you ever get out?
Hey, I saw you in Second Life, with some chick, and it wasn't your wife. It was not.
Shit. You're dead.
Dude, it's done. No more.
This guy must do nothing but sit on the computer.
You and the dude that killed his wife because she changed her Facebook status. No more internet for you ever. Ever, ever again. Both are disabled, Taylor said. Of course they are. Because, you know.
No, how about this? If you hook up with anyone in real life on the internet, privilege is gone.
Done. That's it.
Forever.
Unless you're disabled, right?
Right.
That's our excuse. Both of them created personalities in Second Life, the three-dimensional virtual world with millions of users. Is it a weird coincidence that both of their online personalities were not disabled? Is that weird to anybody?
I think they have big wishes.
Oh, wait, never mind. They both had wheelchair avatars. Oh. Never mind. Taylor, represented in the game by a slim, dark-haired young woman with a penchant for cowboy outfits, first wed her beloved in a virtual ceremony held in an exotic tropical setting. She and Pollard, whose Second Life avatar was a sharp-suited, long-haired, muscle man, then married in real life at a registry office. If you get married on the internet in Second Life or wherever the fuck, not only are you never, ever, ever, ever allowed to touch a computer again or a cell phone for that matter, I think you should be killed. I do.
Really?
Killed? I said it. There.
That's pretty far.
Do we need you? Not, you're disabled on top of that. That alone right there, you should just be fucking put down.
I don't know. I think it's funny.
We put down horses for not, you know, being able to run and shit.
I think it's funny to keep people like that around, though.
Humans fuck horses. Therefore, we should treat you like the horses.
But do people fuck them?
Yes.
Really?
Mr. Hands, that dude on the internet that the video went around of him getting killed... maybe the horse was fucking him. I don't know. But it happens. Guaranteed it. Guaranteed. The jam hole. Seal of disappointment. Disapproval. I guarantee this shit.
And authenticity.
Right. So, wow. So she's a hot fucking chick that likes cowboy hats, and he is a sharp-suited, long-haired muscle man. But in real life, they're both fat. Glasses, disabled.
Right.
Stinky.
Old.
Old, kind of. The images of their avatars stand in contrast to their real wedding photo, which shows a plump couple. I called that shit!
A plump.
Call it!
Oh, so politically correct.
A couple of fat fucks.
Yeah.
Him balding with glasses. I called that shit.
Wow.
And
a good.
Red boutonniere. Boutonniere? Boutonniere?
What?
I don't know what
are you saying?
I don't know what that word is.
Really?
Boutonniere. Boutonniere,
man.
What is that?
Boutonniere. It's like a fucking thing that goes over you.
Okay. A vest?
Kind of. It's like a woman's vest.
Is it like fancy or something?
Is it on the guy? If it's on the
it
guy.
It says it's on the guy.
Is
a
it? Boot-
oh, yes.
It's like a boonay. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. Something Melvin's wearing.
So he had
sounds like a Melvin.
He had. It sounds like a fucking douche. He had one of those. Her in a flower patterned shirt instead of a dress. Their marriage started to fall apart. Right after the ceremony. No.
Before it even started.
Right. After Taylor allegedly caught her husband's avatar having cyber sex with a virtual prostitute last year. So, this isn't the first time it's happened. She actually caught him fucking a prostitute.
Wow.
Not in real life also.
What? Really?
Yeah. See, so if his privileges would have been revoked back then, this never would have happened. So,
that's even
I'm
worse
just saying.
Than he's having sex with a fake prostitute on the internet and not just having sex with a prostitute in real life.
We are in dark economic times, my friend.
Seriously.
We can't just go all willy-nilly buying prostitutes every day.
I don't know.
Like we used to.
You'd be surprised.
Okay, so fake prostitute. She said she had fallen asleep, and when she woke up and spotted the pair cavorting on the computer screen, she gave him a second chance because this is a second
right
life.
Second, right.
Got it. oh my God. And but then discovered he allegedly strayed again in April. The
Strain.
Whore's name just happened to be April. Oh. Also, thank you. It was unclear how she learned of the couch encounter. Wow. The case shows an increasingly tenuous line separating virtual relationships from the real people behind them. I cannot blame these virtual things. I blame the fucking retards who are too stupid to not draw that fucking line. You know?
It makes me sad.
It's your fault, not theirs. I'm just saying. Wow, guys. That's like saying it's the fucking guy that cooked the crack's fault for you getting hooked on it. Right. It's like, no.
It's like, because you're not responsible for making the choice to do that.
Yes, it's your fault for buying the crack in the first place.
You shouldn't
have
even done it ever.
Right. In the United States, or no, wait, in Britain last month, sorry, a truck driver was sentenced to 14 years in prison for the murder of his estranged wife who he killed after he found out she changed her Facebook status. So this is talking about shit that's happened. We did that story. In the United States, a woman was charged in Delaware in August with plotting the real-life abduction of a boyfriend she met through Second Life.
Oh, we did that also.
Probably. And in Japan, police said last month that a user of the country's popular MapleStory website, an online adventure game, was so infuriated by her sudden virtual divorce from her online husband that she logged in with his password and killed his digital persona.
I wish we could have read that story.
And I know, right? Have you ever played MapleStory?
I've never heard of it.
Any of these, really?
No,
I've only seen ads for it on GameSpot. I've never.
What is it?
I almost signed up for it just to see what it was all about, but I was like,
did you see what it looks like?
I have an addictive personality. I'm not even going anywhere near that shit. No.
I'll get you a World of Warcraft for Christmas.
I will murder you with it. I will send
it. That'd be pretty funny.
I will send it to some child in third world fucking Somalia,
and be like, "What the fuck is
here,
this?
Dude? Sell that and go buy some fucking food or something." So this isn't new for people.
No,
this has been going.
There's
on
been a lot
since for quite a while.
There's a lot of people like this.
So the attempts to contact, that's short for, quote, real life. And that's it for that story.
All right.
Woo! What do you have for us?
This one is called Man Jailed for Sex with Wheelchair-Bound Mother.
Yes! Mother?
Mother. His mom.
Matt's falling asleep. I'm sorry. So you had sex with your mom?
Yeah, he was also in a wheelchair.
Just so happens.
Just coincidence, maybe.
Maybe, that perhaps.
Might have, that might have a reason for that.
That's amazing, also.
Yeah. A man who had sex with his wheelchair-bound mother after telling her no women seemed to want him.
Nobody wants me.
Yes. Could be released from Darwin Prison before the end of the month.
He says that and then is like kind of looking at his mom and she's like, uh-uh. He's like, bitte.
Bitte.
No, you just had bitte.
Yes.
Bitte.
I want bitte.
No, you've just had bitte.
I want bitte.
Bitte. That is, we are either the dumbest fucking people or, I don't know.
That's just funny.
That is so funny to me for some reason. All right. Sorry.
In the first case, it's for the first case of its kind in Northern Territory, and Justice Sally Thomas said it offended public morals and community standards. You think?
So which part? The you just raped your mom, or the fact that your mom is also disabled, which...
Well, the fact that he raped his mom, but the wheelchair just makes it even worse.
That is what we like to call the cherry on top.
Yeah, the icing on the cake.
The coup de grace.
Yeah, the double whammy.
Oh, man.
Whoa, this thing automatically scrolled down.
Hey, whatever excuse you need, bud.
I'm serious. I can't say that word. Sentencing 26-year-old to 3 years in prison with non-parole period of 6 months. Justice Thomas said the man's mother felt betrayed, lost, lonely, and very upset.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, wow.
I just those things.
And then she followed up
I'm not
with,
mad.
It's been a long time, so.
He's pretty good.
Hey, every cloud, right?
Right. So, she only, you know, tried to push him away for so long.
Well,
and
she's
like, you know, this isn't too bad.
You're in a wheelchair, so you're not really pushing him away.
Right.
You're kind of like rolling backwards.
Yeah, right. And then he just kicks you over or something.
Oh, man. And you know what? They would probably, somebody in a wheelchair is probably the easiest target if you're looking for just a quick in and out rape style. Like,
true.
That's probably going to be your best bet if you're, you know, in a hurry.
Right.
I'm saying, if you want to enjoy it, probably not so much. So, yeah, I guess.
Do you think that's your mom?
Like, that's the only disabled person near where you fucking live.
But do you think that's what you think the reason is?
What?
Why did he do that?
Think he just needed to get fucking laid and
yeah.
Nobody loves. Nobody
True.
Will talk to me.
Right.
I'm fucking
and
sad.
And I need to get some pussy.
And I need right. So yeah.
So you will have to just do
a crime of circumstance.
You
should have
just went out and found a hot girl and raped her.
You should have just fucking logged onto your Second Life account and fucking
had
know?
Sex with a prostitute.
Fuck. One's going to be single here pretty soon.
Yeah. His sentence was backdated to the time of his arrest on May 30th, meaning he could walk free from prison in 2 weeks.
Of course.
The Northern Territory Supreme Court today heard the man had moved from Western Australia in February of this year to live with his mother in Darwin.
Okay.
About 3 months later.
Do you think that's why he moved? To get closer to his
mom?
So
he could, maybe.
Well, yeah. Not like for this time specifically,
but
to be like, now...
Yeah, I need you back in my life.
Right, I'm closer to you, you know,
maybe... Maybe he got addicted to some drugs.
Dad's gone, perhaps, you know.
Something.
Moms have needs, too, you know. Maybe she was a MILF.
Maybe.
Does it count if that's your mom?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's kind of weird. That's like saying your sister's fucking hot.
Well, is your sister in a wheelchair?
I don't think that matters either way.
Sure it does.
About 3 months later, he and his mother were watching television when he asked her, "Why don't women want me? I can't get no women here."
What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Cleared my throat.
Oh, I thought you said something. So, was that it?
No.
Oh.
I thought you had something to say about
no,
that.
No, I thought he said something.
Oh. The offender then pulled her knickers down in one hand.
Her
oh,
what?
Down with one hand.
Oh, knickers.
Yeah,
right.
Her knickers.
Check.
Like,
sorry.
Old
I thought,
women
I thought you said
right?
something else. Sorry.
So that just means she's really old if she
right.
wears knickers. Seriously. She's got to be so old. Who the fuck wears knickers?
Oh my god, dude. Were they made? Oh, never mind. That's fucking fantastic.
He reached into his wallet and took a condom out and put it on his penis.
Of
the
course.
The then got on top of his mother.
Yes.
The intercourse took place on the futon the woman
yes!
had been laying on.
In the trailer.
And lasted for about 17 minutes. He later had
what?
Sex with her again.
How do they know all these details? Like, that's specific.
Well, she told him.
Right. Exactly 17 minutes?
Well, it's probably around.
Really?
She was watching the... She was fucking... She felt every 17
Doggy
minutes
Doggy style,
of that.
Like, facing the wall with the clock on. She's just like, tick... Talk to just fucking cry.
Yes.
Oh man, I
that's possible.
Honestly, I think I would pay not $1 million, but I'd probably pay like 250,000 to have seen that happen. Just to have seen the
I don't
look,
know if I would want to pay money to see that.
To have seen the look on his mother's face when he pulled out the condom and looked at her and was like,
"Let's go."
Yes, it's go time.
You're
biatch.
Mine.
Oh my god, that easy 250,000 to see.
How
that.
Fucked up in the head do you have to
the
be?
Thejamhole.com/donate. Just throwing
seriously
it out.
Seriously though,
there.
How fucked up in the head do you have to be to do something like
to
that?
To fuck your mom?
Yeah, that's
a lot.
So
okay,
crazy.
We've established that.
I still can't believe
I know,
that.
Right? That's
I'm like
amazing.
Oh my god.
Amazing. You know what would have been even better? If he would have been in a wheelchair also.
Yes, that would be fun to watch. Watching him get her out
it
and
would have
him
been
on her.
Like just fucking bumper cars. Just try until like he knocked her over and shit, and then I could see him just like e-braking his fucking wheelchair so it flings him out
yeah,
of it
just
in midair,
watches.
Undoes the belt,
yep,
fucking slides the pants down and just fucking doge. Oh, fuck yeah.
That would be great to see.
Oh, man.
You know what I'd say?
Bravo.
This is going on YouTube.
Yes, this is totally going on YouTube.
Yeah.
She just got raped in the butt.
After the offender got off his mother, she got into her wheelchair and went into her room.
And cried for the rest of the night.
Probably called the police.
And that.
The woman who suffers from, what, hematoid arthritis?
Right.
What is that?
Who cares?
Okay. And has been dependent on her wheelchair for 7 years.
Of course.
Told her doctor about the incident. The
her
following
wheelchair.
Day during a regular checkup.
Her wheelchair and her government check.
Yes.
Dependent on
give
both
give me my
of those.
Money.
Right. My government money.
Yeah. Her son was arrested later that day and pleaded guilty to 2 counts of having sex with a person
with
knowing
your
that
fucking,
the person was your
with
mother.
Your fucking mother.
Yeah.
Really, dude?
That is so illegal.
You should be put down for that.
Yes.
Horses.
That's so bad.
And dog, well, dogs probably do. You a dog, you have sex with your own mother.
That's so bad.
Bravo, mate. Bravo.
The Justice Thomas said the man who was drunk at the time
of
the offense.
Of course he was! Of course he was!
Was extremely remorseful and has
no!
been psychologically scarred by his own actions. How great is that?
He's totally calling reverses on that
yes.
shit. He's
it
like,
hurt me too.
You're already in a wheelchair. I was the one fucking you. I'm gonna need money for
I'm
this.
I'm fucked up now.
I'm gonna need some fucking money. Oh my god.
His prior convictions are
human
no credit
beings.
To him.
Human fucking beings. Oh, amazing. What an I am so proud to be a part of such an amazing species. I'm so proud. I just want to thank all of you for helping me just really show my pride.
Where was this at again?
Where was it?
Where,
yeah,
was,
where
it?
Was it?
It doesn't say.
Wichita, Kansas.
No,
that's .co.nz.
That's the magazine, though. It's probably in Kansas, actually.
Probably fucking Montana. Who
oh, Northern Territory. That's Canada.
Oh, that's a boot the darnest. All right, is that for that story?
His prior convictions are no credit to him. However, it is important to note that he has never been previously convicted with a sexual offense. So he's done some bad shit.
It is also important to note that you fucked your mom who's in a wheelchair. So I say that kind of cancels out any, oh, he's never done it before bullshit. It's because he's never fucking been caught. And it doesn't matter if he's never done it before because you know what? He's done it now.
Right.
And that's all that we should be concerned with. And he should be fucking boom, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Is that for that story?
That's it.
All right. Well, I'll do one more here. We'll do some. Are there clues? Can we do some clues?
Yeah, there's two.
Okay. I'll read this story. We'll do some clues. And then we'll get the fuck on out of here. Oh, fucking A. This one is called Priest, : No Communion for Obama Voters. You get
racist.
You get nothing.
Nothing.
You lose. Good
you
day.
You are the weakest link.
Sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. The pastor of St. Mary Catholic Church in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course, himself. We don't like them colored folk
that's
down
right.
here.
Yeah, this communion ain't brown.
This communion.
Nobody with the middle name Hussein is gonna get this communion. This is ours. It is white like we are. You fucking, oh man. They're a very progressive group of people.
You think they got wheat communions? Because all I've seen is white.
I know.
That kind of looks wheat in the picture. Look, a little brown in there.
Yeah, kind of. That might be some...
You think that God only has, like, he's only white? Or he's a Jew, so he'd be darker skin.
Well,
I mean,
and that's desert area, so he'd probably have a decent size tan.
Like a wheat, colored tan.
Right, probably just like that one right there.
Yeah, like that one right there.
I bet.
White or wheat?
They're urging parishioners who voted for Barack Hussein Obama not to present themselves for communion unless they go to confession first because they have cooperated with intrinsic evil by voting for a candidate who supports abortion rights over a candidate who does not. You have to go say you're sorry for voting for a black dude before you get communion. That is...
Because that was doing something wrong.
Wow, church.
That's so bad.
Hypocrite much?
Yeah, well, you know.
That it's evil. He supports abortion rights, and the other dude doesn't. So you don't get our shitty fucking crackers.
Well, because they don't believe in abortion.
You need to fucking start. Look what the fuck you're doing.
No, yeah. They got the right idea. All you fucking bitches out there, this ain't no excuse. You can't just go to the abortion clinic and say you've been raped and all that.
Yeah.
There's no excuse to go out and get raped or get pregnant by some guy
who
you thought you were going to be with and ends up he leaves you. It's not a fucking excuse to go get an abortion.
No.
It's just like women getting pregnant for German engineering. It's
hallelujah.
All the time.
Hallelujah. Bitches.
Motherfuckers.
Well being, said.
Quit being scandalous.
Because you know.
Ass bitches.
You know some 13-year-old chick goes to a party, gets roofed all and fucking raped and ends up pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just be doing that left and right.
Holla. No,
you
can't.
Go fucking get abortions.
Quit it.
Dumb fucking redneck.
Just fucking quit it, especially you motherfuckers. You know who the fuck I'm talking to. You quit that shit.
Yeah.
You are not equipped to get into what the fuck you're getting into. These fucking hicks. Ugh. Excuse me.
What was that?
I'm growling. Oh, let's see. So the Reverend J. Scott Newman told the Greenville News that he does not intend to deny anyone communion, but since black people aren't really people, it's okay.
Are you serious?
I can't believe he said that to
a
newspaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really in there?
No.
Oh, you got me
but
there.
It would have been cool, huh?
You got
no,
me.
It would have been something different.
Good, you fuckers. So he doesn't intend to deny anyone communion, but made it clear that his view is that Obama voters should not present themselves without seeking penance first. Quote, lest they eat and drink their own condemnation. Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
Wow, guys.
Just because you're that fucked up like everyone else, I
is
guess.
That it?
Is that, it's got to be, seriously.
Like
what
there
other
a cracker
could,
shortage, maybe?
What other reason could there be?
Not enough Jesus to go around?
Yes.
You, what the f- You already voted for him. He's in office. So saying you're sorry is going to make you feel better? Oh, you apologize? Here's your fucking
you
piece of shit.
You realize your mistake.
Here's your piece of shit cracker. And here's your piece of shit fucking boxed wine. Now give us our fucking 10% and get the fuck out of my church.
Well, not only that, but
and leave your children.
No,
leave your children because I fuck
not,
kids. Because I'm a Catholic priest.
Not only because of that, but since they voted for Obama,
and
they believe they're going to go to hell. So
what?
They're going to go do that.
Well, really?
Because that's how they do it.
Nobody went to hell after Bush got elected. Well, we all kind of did.
What the fuck? The fuck you mean we didn't go to hell?
But
where have you been the last 8 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And they're still here. So just give them a fucking cracker and shut the fuck up. Seriously.
It's not even a cracker. It tastes like styrofoam.
I know it tastes like shit. YouTube.com/jamhole. If you look up the Keith and the Girl Cruise, there's some fucking footage there of us fucking desecrating the holy fucking shit. shit out of the crackers and the wine, a.k.a. the body and the blood, a.k.a. complete fucking bullshit.
You danced on
We
it.
Fucking trashed some shit, and we're all still here. We were on a fucking boat in the middle of the fucking ocean. We're humans. We need air to breathe. You think? Maybe. Like, the hand on fucking, what's that fucking game? Black and white.
Oh, yeah.
Just tip the boat over. What the fuck? We're down here making a huge fucking fool out of you, God. And nothing. I was disappointed, frankly. I expect more out of a hateful, vengeful fucking God. You're a fucking pussy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Big guy sitting there jerking off to gay porn next to Satan. You are a fucking pussy. Still here. Well, dear friends in Christ, we the people have spoken, and the 44th president of the United States will be Barack Hussein Obama. And yes, it actually does say Hussein that time. This election ends a political process that started 2 years ago and which has revealed deep and bitter divisions within the United States and also within the Catholic Church in the United States. Because, you know, church and state are totally separate.
Oh, yeah.
But
you
it's
know
not
they have
really.
To yeah they have to swear on the fucking Bible.
Oh, of course,
of
and
course.
It's all over our money. I'm not even going to begin.
God
to
bless
get into,
America.
Yeah, and nowhere else, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh, fuck me. This division is sometimes called a culture war, by which is meant a heated clash between two radically different and incompatible conceptions of how we should order our common life together, the public life that constitutes civil society, and the chief battleground in this culture war for the past 30 years has been abortion. What? I was thinking it was like religion, like the whole
right.
fucking...
All of it.
It's abortion? You're still on this? Fuck, move the fuck on. Which one side regards as a murderous abomination that cries out to heaven for vengeance but never gets it, funny enough. And the other side regards as a fundamental human right, hey man, that must be protected in laws enforced by the authority of the state. Between these two visions of the use of lethal violence against the unborn, that's so there. Oh my
they're,
god!
They're not,
hateful vengeance.
Yeah,
it's
against
it's
your
so evil
human
wow.
baby.
Right,
you're just not yet. Even a baby yet.
They're barely human after they come out of your fucking twat hole.
It's an
embryo. Let alone up in it. You know, Jesus. Fuck.
Revenge.
We must...
Vengeful.
You're vengeful. It's awful. Two visions, blah, blah, blah. Now our nation has chosen for its chief executive, the most radical pro-abortion politician ever to serve in the United States Senate or run for president.
Good.
Amen, Barack.
Awesome.
I say mandatory fucking abortions. If you are under the age of 25 years old and you get knocked up... It's coming
well,
out
this is
one
good,
way or another.
This is, you know, we're headed
Can
in
I
the
get
right
amen?
Direction.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a good step forward in the
mandatory.
Right direction.
And then maybe after that we can work on getting my, if you want to have your own kid, like that whole law.
Yeah, that law.
We'll have to figure out something clever to name it.
Yeah, that is our law.
If we can figure out a way to make the first letters of it spell love, we're set. Vote yes on Proposition Love. And then, like, once it gets in, they have no idea that love actually is some clever way of saying, if you want to have your own kid, you have to kill two people.
You know what I was just thinking?
Love. Oh.
No.
What?
You know how we came up with the Boom, You're Dead law?
Kinda, yeah.
And then we found out someone else actually came up with it before us.
Right.
I better not fucking find that out about these two other laws we have. Those are ours.
Better!
Because if I hear anyone with that, oh my God.
I'm going to enact a new law called I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm going to kill anyone
then,
that I find out has the same law as me. Law.
Copy wrote that shit.
I got it. For your whole love thing.
What?
Little orphans vengefully exterminated.
Yeah!
That was a beautiful.
Yes!
It took me all about 10 seconds to come over. I was thinking like, fuck, what can I do with abortion?
That is beautiful.
That is amazing, and that is the title of tonight's episode.
Little Orphans Vengefully Exterminated.
Or a little something we like to call prop love.
Proposition.
Will someone please make a poster for prop love?
Yes.
Please.
And then write that out.
I will make a forum post for
little
what it stands.
Orphans.
Oh.
What else can I do? Like little organisms?
I don't know, but keep thinking. Little, that is beautiful.
Can't say little organisms.
Little little orgasms.
Little.
Fuck, where am I? In response to this, I am obliged.
That's what? I lost your spot.
Oh,
no.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. I was surprised I didn't get it earlier.
Yeah, I just
I'm obliged by my duty as your shepherd to make two observations. One, voting pro-abortion politician when a plausible pro-life alternative exists constitutes material cooperation with intrinsic evil, and those Catholics who do so place themselves outside of the full communion of Christ's church and under the judgment of divine law, a.k.a. some 95-year-old dude who shits himself. Right.
little mother's vaginally. Fuck, I lost. I had such a good
hard,
one,
isn't it?
Too. No, I had a fucking good one, too. It was like little mother's vaginas.
Little orphan?
Exploited or something. Like, no, dude, I had another thing. Fuck, I
love?
Can't remember it. Yeah, I fucking forgot.
All right. Persons in this condition should not receive Holy Communion until and unless they are reconciled to God in the sacrament of penance, lest they eat and drink their own condemnation. Barack Obama, this is number two, although we must always and everywhere disagree with him over abortion, has been duly elected the next president of the United States, and after he takes his oath of office next January 20th, he will hold legitimate authority in this nation. For this reason, we are obliged by scriptural precept to pray for him and to cooperate with him whenever conscience does not bind us otherwise. Let us hope and pray that the responsibilities of the presidency and the grace of God will awaken in this conscience of this extraordinarily gifted man an awareness that the unholy slaughter of children in this nation is the greatest threat to the peace and security of the United States and constitutes a clear and present danger to the common good. That was a movie with Harrison Ford, but it was about nukes. And not abortion, you fucking retards.
Well, you could nuke all these fucking babies, and that would be an abortion.
And that, oh, God. God, our Father, all earthly powers must serve you. Help our president-elect, Barack Obama, to fulfill his responsibilities worthily and well. Help us have sex with little kids and help the parents understand that it is your will. Amen. Signed, Father Newman. That is it for that abomination of
that
a
abortion
fucking
of a
story. Hello. My name is Pun. Hey, did you read the feedback?
No.
Oh. Matt Reed, San Francisco, Craigslist on the show.
26 says, the God penis confession reminded me of a Christian domination. That has its followers pretend to be fucking Jesus while they have sex.
Yeah, that's the family. That was on Distorted View a couple days ago. It also happened to come out that they were all about watching little kids fuck each other.
Mm.
And, funny enough,
right?
Also themselves fucking little kids.
Wow.
And we're just going to do some clues, I think, and get out of here. Maybe while the show's saving, we'll do some of these Craigslist for a little after show. Unless you guys have to get home. Do you have to get home? Matt has to get home. All right. Well, we'll save that shit for Monday.
I have a sick significant other who's at home dying on the couch.
Ball and chain. See that? We can do whatever we want. I'm going asexual, I think.
Who's getting some? That's
dude,
what I thought.
Dude,
that's what I thought.
I get some every day.
Yeah. With your fucking hand?
Yeah, and it's awesome every time.
I know.
I like a girl going down on me, licking my balls and shit, and then coming up and riding me like a sausage jockey that she is.
That'll work. All right. Well, let's do some clues.
Clues.
Let's do it.
Raging Clues, a little game we play at jamhole.com/forums. Basically, you find a fucked up picture or not, post a link to it, then give us a little phrase, and from that phrase, we have to figure out what the picture is.
In the dark.
Usually, it's fucking chickens, disgusting, nasty shit.
Vaginas.
Penises. Yes.
Disgusting, fucked up body parts.
Picture Matt's mom.
My mom, holes in faces, just awful, disgusting.
Dogs eating peanut butter.
Braid in a mask, mom.
Right? Did you see that one? I posted
I actually
that.
Have it posters
did
on
my
phone.
Did you see the one
door.
With Matt and my mom?
I also posted
what
that.
What, Matt, are you really? Talking about?
All right, let's do some clues. Oh,
this one.
Me. Let's
both
do some
of them.
Do some clues. Please.
I think close, there was a nice
clue. Do some clues.
Clues, 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 clues.
I can't see how you do that.
Yes,
a few feet short.
A few feet short. Picture of Brayden's penis.
No.
Final answer.
I don't even know.
Because I did. Well, I just know that because I did send him a picture of your penis.
Oh, I'm sure you were able
to. He's like,
get
hey,
one.
Give me a picture of Brayden's penis for the clue tonight. I was like, okay.
I think it's got to do with someone getting cut.
Ask me how I
half.
Got a picture of your penis.
You didn't.
Oh, right.
Well, you were on Selvia and, you know.
No, I was
oh, yeah,
that.
You were there. Nice. YouTube.com/jamhole. Look at our Selvia videos.
No, I watched my
most
girlfriend Pierce.
Watch my
yeah,
ex.
I did, too.
Watch my ex piss her pants. It was
so
very amusing.
Fucking funny, dude.
All right, so a few
feet short. I can't even think of anything.
I'm going to have to say it was a penis that just got snipped a little more than it should have. That's my guess.
Really?
What's your guess?
I can't even think
well,
of anything.
Well, figure it out.
I can't.
All right,
I
what's your
up.
Guess, Matt?
I'm thinking about somebody cut in half or a limb cut.
Oh, like an actual person.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. That works. Survey says, you are absolutely correct.
Wow.
It's a mangled,
it's
even a
head.
Person. It's a head with some guts, and I think that's
there's
a base
no
body.
Hey, I said a limb.
That is
I
so...
said something like that, I win.
Yeah, we just said you won.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You absolutely
you?
Won.
That is
who
the
sent that?
Thing.
Who sent that one in?
That was a and cookie.
I need a poker. Cookie. Impressive,
I
my man.
I am impressed with your first clue.
Very. Hey. Cookie's first clue, you guys.
Hey.
Very nice. Very well done. Yes.
I'll ring the cowbell for
ring
that.
That shit.
All right.
Welcome to our forums, thejamhole.com/forums. What is the next clue?
Jeffrey Dahmer's backyard as a child.
Did Cookie
oh,
send
God.
This one?
This is 26.
Penis.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Who was Jeffrey Dahmer again?
The serial killer.
Which, wow, really? There's
I don't know which
there.
One.
Sorry.
There's a bunch
sorry,
of
there's,
them.
There's one or two out there.
Yeah, there's only like,
I
don't know. I
want to say a
50.
Bunch of arms buried in the backyard.
Yeah,
and
I was
shit,
thinking
yeah.
like bodies or
you can't
something.
Take that. I already said it.
I was thinking it, and you said arms. I said bodies.
Okay. Judges.
And what is your clue? Oh, where's Matt?
Matt?
Well.
Here, I'll be in for Matt.
I don't know.
My clue is a gay guy with a boner.
Okay, let's see. That was pretty funny, actually.
That was spot on, dude. It's
a,
nice.
It's a gay male fireman stripper.
I'm going with that. Gay male fireman stripper.
That was his.
Oh.
No. Okay.
That was his from me. Survey says...
If it isn't.
It is...
A bunch of dead kittens.
Oh, all kitties. Nice.
They don't even look... They hey, can't even
they,
be alive.
Are they dead?
I don't know.
Where's your cat? Show them that. Hey, you keep fucking around, you little bastard.
You're going to be laying next to
you. This is going
to
be you, you little fuck.
You little bastard.
This is going to happen to you if you don't quit fucking around.
Nice. Is there another
That's
clue?
All of them.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, you got anything else? Matt, tell
I
us
have
a story.
Clue. Okay. A story. Well, I had
good
a pretty,
story.
I had a pretty random dream.
Please.
Well, I...
Was it wet and did it involve
No, it was
you?
Actually...
Did you have
no,
semen
actually,
when you woke
no,
up?
No, it did involve you, Brayden, and a lot of other people I knew, but it was just weird. Apparently, there was like...
You're
in my,
gay.
In my we were pirates on a naked ship.
What? A naked
no.
ship?
We were butt pirates.
No. So like, in my dream, urban warfare broke out.
Word.
And apparently Sykes down in the basement, we turned that into our little fucking like
base of our HQ.
Our little, yeah, our
yes.
little fucking
our,
Area 51.
Our jamhole.com/forums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got, well, no, it was just weird because we got all suited up.
Zoot
like,
suited.
Suited. No, I'm talking like armored.
Like baked. Oh.
I'm talking like a fucking bunch of pissed off
Word.
Fucking Rambo looking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. A lot of drunken Rambo looking motherfuckers. But. We went outside, and all I remember having was a big light, and everybody was fucking dead, and it was just pretty much my
And
dream.
That was it?
That was it. I mean, no, I mean, like, the whole thing was, like, it felt like we were in my dream. We must have been down there for days. I'm talking, there's plans, there's stuff. This is very vivid.
Pure Dream is like that movie, The Happening, and it ends, and you're just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's it?
I woke up, I was a little disappointed. What the fuck, Dream? No, I was woke up, I was disappointed, because, I mean, it looked like we had been down there for, like, fucking weeks, dude.
Right.
Talking, there was shit everywhere. We all get up, we go out there, we're strapped up, we go outside, we're fucking out there 5 minutes, we shoot off a couple rounds, like I said, a big bright light and everybody's dead.
Wow.
And I was like, I woke up, I was like, that was fucking weak.
I know, right? Like, I couldn't have imagined anything better than that bullshit.
That was like, that just reminded me of like how one of those guys must have felt on D-Day over in Germany or whatever.
Right.
When they got off the boat, you know, one of the first guys got the boat, like, oh, I'm going. Ah, next thing you know, just fucking bullet to the head. Yeah. Like nothing. Didn't even get to shoot his rifle.
Nice, dude.
And so, yeah, it was pretty fucking lame. What about you tell us? Oh,
well, that was
Mike McFarlane's a fucking dick.
Hey,
you know what? Your best friend who you grew up with.
No, I'm not even saying that. Like, all I'm saying is him and my dad used to coach fucking baseball together when we first moved up here. Mm-hmm. And I was friends with his kids and shit because we all played baseball together.
Really? Did he cut one of his best players?
I don't know. But
you're cut off the team. Why? Because
you're
two
new.
Other jackasses in.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had anything, like, bad. Like, they've always been really cool to me. Granted, I've never worked for them before. And, like, I don't know. They're all really nice. So.
He just...
Something must have happened, or
I think he was listening to somebody he shouldn't have.
That could be it. People talk shit, and that's how rumors start.
I think
like,
there was some...
Hey, did you know that dude, Keeper of the Faith, on MySpace is a pedophile? Did
what?
You know that?
Did you know
Did you know you're going to get sued for libel and defamation of character?
Did you know that guy just got his first girlfriend at 28 years old? And
on the
virgin,
internet?
And he doesn't actually believe in God. He just said he did to get with her.
I heard that.
I heard he's got genital warts.
I also
heard that. Also. And he's a virgin, too.
That's what he says, but...
I don't
believe sex with anybody because he's got, well, genital warts.
All right, well, that'll be it
genital
for
warts.
The possible things we could get sued for. So as per usual, you guys just go to thejamhole.com. What?
It is illegal to say, I want to kill the president of the United States.
Right, okay.
But if you're saying with a mortar shell,
right. Just
that's
so you
in
guys
its own sense. But just
that.
To let you know, Matt, okay. It is illegal to say what?
I want you to kill the president.
No,
of the
I
want to
kill
States.
The president. Of the States.
I want to kill. Well, I would rather have them do it.
But why? So they
we'll
go to jail?
Talk to you guys on Monday, probably 8 p.m.
Probably.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam. The Jam. Jamhole.com.